RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Going to get into a little 49er talk, but I see the phone line and callers want to talk about the Golden State Warriors. So we'll wrap that up before we get into Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers and this improbable run to a potential number one seed. And if I said that like a month ago, you would have locked me up and just said, Devone, no, you're sober, but you're not making any sense, and put me away. You know, I was talking about Japanese whiskey, right? So what's your go-to?
So I like the Balvenie. It's the Scotch whiskey. And to me, they just have so many different types that they use. They'll use like a Caribbean rum barrel. They'll use, there's just the different types of oak that they'll use, like a lot of vanilla caramel, you know, tasting. I was actually just in Scotland this year, so that was a real fun trip, tasting different types of whiskeys there. But
so have you ever taken the trip to Kentucky?
No, I've always wanted to. Yeah. Like it's like where like a lot of bourbon is, right?
Well, it's where all the bourbon is, yeah, in these parts. So, because they obviously don't do scotch here in the United States. I mean, locally.
Yeah.
So, the reason why I mentioned this, so I bartered with this buddy of mine. His name's Peter. He's from the Netherlands, and he's a fisherman, right? Well, he's not a fisherman. He's this renowned painter here in town.
Does he know Ben Simmons?
Does not know Ben Simmons. Wait, I'm trying to make the connection.
Oh, because he didn't see that he's starting trying to get into pro fishing.
Is he really?
Yeah. Well, he figures out his NBA career. I'm not knocking him. I think it's fun.
Oh, knock him.
Good
man.
For him.
Wow, that dude is just, he made his money. He was never bought in, and now he's fishing.
Hey, live your life, man.
Wow, I'm envious.
Sorry, keep going.
Yeah, so this guy, he fishes, and literally he will do this. And he goes down to San Diego, and he gets like, I just hit him up last night. We do this exchange where I get him some Japanese whiskey, and he gives me those amazing, like, yellowtail, just salmon.
That's a great trade.
Bluefin, like amazing stuff. But I felt as though, because it was late, I scored on some really expensive sake, but he's like, nah, I don't want any more sake. Get me some Japanese whiskey. And well, the sake was good, but I felt like a shortchanging because I went Suntory with him. But go ahead.
Real quick, do you drink it warm or cold?
Both.
Okay. I was going to say, I like it warm, but yeah.
You like what warm?
Sake. I think, yeah. I feel like it just, I don't know, it just has a better flavor to me. Cold tastes weird.
Yeah, I mean, they warm it up usually. Are you talking about when you're eating with sushi or just when you're...
I think at a dinner, and that's the first time I had it. So I was like, oh, it's warm. Cool. I loved it. And then I had it cold and I was like, ah, this doesn't feel right. So yeah. My first time having it warm, it's got to be that way.
So people that drink sake will drink it cold. Like people that really know, they'll drink it cold. It's sort of like, you know, have you ever had tequila with people who drink tequila? Because typically I'm either chasing it or I'm shooting it. You know, it's the end of the
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The night, but people that drink tequila will drink it as their drink. They'll sip it, and you sort of, when you do that, you begin to get exposed and recognized to a lot of the nuance of the drink as opposed to just getting, you know, the fast track to happiness.
Yeah, I think like tequila is like, again, it's up there with whiskey, I'd say.
Oh, so you know,
you could sip it, like it, really good tequila you could sip. I don't know if you ever had Cascoin, but that's like a big, you know, Mexican, like tequila is pretty good.
Blanco.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's or Añejo.
All right, let's get back to the Golden State Warriors. My man Gene's hanging out in Oakland talking about the Warriors, and they apparently need some help. Gene, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, guys. Once again, I find myself pretty much aligned with all your takes, including whiskey. Scotch whiskey is my favorite, always has been. But as far as the Warriors go, you just came up with a lineup that I predicted or wished we would have early in the season. Basically, Curry, De'Anthony Melton, once he came back and was, you know, integrated into the system, Horford, Draymond, and Butler. So, De'Anthony's definitely a number two. I like Moody, but I see him as coming off the bench as being much more effective. The only question I have right now is regarding Horford, because he has been a disappointment up to now. My question is it because of his injury problems, or do you think he's you know, coming close to the end? Because what I really would like to see more post. I really like what I'm seeing from him. I think he's really coming around, and I think he can be and should be a solid, traditional center at some point. Still learning, but I want to see more from him, and I want to see him getting more leeway in the future. Your thoughts?
Gene, we'll see you on Saturday. Well, actually, there's no Warriors this week, but thanks for calling in, buddy. I'll give you my thoughts on post, and I'll talk about Horford, and I think those are two indictments of where the Warriors are at right now. When you're two starting centers, and the guys that you're going to lean on are Horford and Quentin Post, it not only speaks volumes of how you're lagging when it comes to being competitive in the NBA, in today's NBA, but also specifically in the West. And also, when you're reliant on playing eight small guards, and your centers are Al Horford and Quentin Post, it also tells me that the NBA is headed in another direction, where the big has returned in a lot of ways, especially when you look at the landscape of the top of the West. And the Golden State Warriors are rolling out Quentin Post and Al Horford. And then eight guards who see time. And eight small guards. You're playing eight small guards and Quentin Post and Al Horford. That to me just, it jumps out at me that your roster construction here, it's a little bit outdated. You might be a little bit behind the times here. Because when you look at the West right now and you think about bigs, they're loaded, and every team has one. Yeah, Quentin Post has been good, and I know a lot of people are getting in line behind Quentin Post and are buying what it is that he's selling these days. He's just very limited. He's just limited because he's not an athlete. And I don't mean an athlete like that of Jonathan Kuminga. You're not going to draw plays for Quentin Post, have him clear aside and let him, you know, take somebody off the dribble. No, that's not what I mean. I mean an athlete like being able to move your feet laterally, to be able to stay in front of a guy defensively. And I know a lot of people think he's improved defensively. To me, he's still a big, clunky, oversized dude who can shoot threes occasionally. That's not hating on him. It's just I can only invest so much in a guy like that at Quentin Post. And what I should be investing in him and a good team is that he's a role player, that he can come in and occasionally stretch the floor. I can't have him be my starting center. I can't have him get as much run or be as significant of a contributor as he has been. That just means that I'm deficient in that area. And as far as Al Horford is concerned, look, this always happens to players when they get to 39 or 40. At some point, I know we want to romanticize and they were invested and all in on Al Horford because he's smart. He plays the Warriors way. And he won a title. He's got the pedigree. But I always say this, that older players sometimes just, they're ready for the pumpkin patch. Then it just hits them. It's over. And it's just time to put me out on the pumpkin patch. And he might be there. I don't know that. I mean, hopefully it's just the sciatica. And I shouldn't say just, but maybe it's just an injury. But sometimes it's time to go to the pumpkin patch. There's nothing more to rinse out of you. And that's on the Warriors for, of all the big men that were available, there's Miles Turner or Mark Williams or whomever. I know some of it just don't fit financially. But for you to be all in on Al Horford for a team that already, quote unquote, was old, that never made sense to me. And hopefully he can come back. Hopefully he can be the guy he was with Boston just over the last 2 years, or last year where he was a good player. But sometimes, you know, the patch comes calling and nobody sees it. And you're a pumpkin and it's done. And that's the risk you take on when you're investing in guys of this age. So the center position on a league that's getting bigger, the Warriors are clearly inferior. God, you look at the top of the West now. OKC, remember OKC? You know who the number two seed is, Ken?
San Antonio. Okay. Yes, sir.
Here they come, man.
Yeah, they look so good in that tournament. That cup tournament against, especially against OKC.
That was a fun game.
I was like, this is playoffs.
Well, you know what? I think that might be, we could be looking at that matchup hopefully for like the next decade, right?
And then you throw in the Mavericks, Cooper Flag in that mix. Dude, but I mean, this is tough.
The Chet Holmgren, Wembanyama, yeah. All those young players, they could be looking at each other and vying
for. Was it Vassell?
Vassell.
Vassell Castle.
Devin Vassell.
Yeah, man, they're going to be household names.
Dylan Harper, yeah. Ooh, man.
Nasty.
Not to mention that, you know, Fox, still a very good basketball player. Harrison Barnes gives you the veteran leadership. We thought that they were 2-3 years away. Could be this year.
I think that's the fun part, too, because it looked like OKC was just going to keep running the West. No one can touch them.
People thought they were going to win 74 this year.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm glad someone's, you know, can compete at least with them.
And you're right. I'm glad. One thing we'll see tomorrow, and obviously there's going to be the pomp and circumstance first with Draymond. How's that going to be? How awkward is that going to be? We'll get over that. And then I think Cooper Flagg is the guy that everybody's going to be focusing on tomorrow, because you should. Cooper Flagg is 19 years of age, but he is, and I was not a Cooper Flagg guy, Duke, because I just don't like Duke. But Cooper Flagg is a hell of a player, man. They're going to him in crunch time. Like, he's the guy, not Anthony Davis. It's like, let's draw up a play. The game's tied. There's 10 seconds left. All right, let's give it to Cooper. Because Cooper Flagg is absolutely for real on that basketball team. And now that AD, they're playing much better. So watch out for Dallas. It's going to be a fun game tomorrow. All right, let's get out to Leo hanging out in San Francisco. Wants to talk a little bit more about the Warriors. What's up, Leo?
Hey, how you doing? Happy holidays.
You as well.
All right. Hey, just a quick thing about Draymond. Let me preface this by saying I'm not a big Draymond Green fan. I respect him in terms of as a ball player, but that's about the extent of it. But I will give him props for the other day, and maybe he learned this lesson during therapy after the 20-plus game. He extricated himself from that situation. He realized he was out of control. And, he moved himself away from it, and I think that was probably the best course at that point in time. So I'll give him props for that. So the bashing of this situation, you know, that he gave up on his team, quit on his team, let's stop that nonsense. I think the bottom line was he realized he was out of control and he needed to remove himself from the situation. So, you know, move forward with that. But the other thing I want to say is, and I've been saying this for a couple years, there's really two decisions to be made this at the trade deadline. One is to go all in again and try to get some pieces, to go for that fifth ring. I think people who believe that are delusional. First of all, they don't have enough in terms of young players and draft choices to get that done. To get anybody that would, like Giannis, that's not going to happen, number one. And secondly, I think at some point, you know, four championships in 10 years, I think the realization is, hey, not all teams can go on forever. And I think at some point in time, the Warriors have to decide, Lakers has to decide, hey, maybe it's time to say at the deadline, maybe we trade Draymond, maybe we trade Butler, whatever we can get, and move on. And if Steph wants to move on, unfortunately, you know, that's his right. He's earned that right. If he's still, you know, gunning for that fifth championship, he wants to go someplace else. But at some point in time, they got to retool. And they keep putting it off and putting it off. They had done this a couple years ago, you know, maybe right after that last championship, and you miss that next season and didn't get anything done. Maybe it's time to just say it's time to rebuild. And I think the fans have to give the organization some grace and allow them the opportunity to do that and then try to rebuild this thing.
Yeah, I'm with you, Leo. Thanks for the call, man. You got to stay in front of that thing. You got to stay in front of it. It's hard to do. It's hard to do. And Steve Kerr said today, what's the line again, Ken, from Steve today about the dynasties?
They're a dying dynasty.
They're a dying dynasty. That's not the only thing.
Not dead said. Yet, though.
Yeah. We want to contextualize it. That's not all he said. You have to put it in its proper context. But he did say that, and he's not saying that it's over, and he's not saying that they can't win an NBA championship. He's just recognizing that this is a very different version of the Warriors than, say, 2016, or I think he mentioned 2017. And clearly that's the case. It doesn't mean that you can't win. But
sorry,
I'm one of the...
It was a fading dynasty. I just want to make sure people know that.
A fading dynasty. Yeah. And it is. But it's these things... Look, I know I'm reiterating the obvious that they never end well. Yeah, that's true. The only way that you're able to move forward is that, like that of San Antonio, is that you got to infuse it with some new blood. You know, you got to find a Kawhi Leonard. And I always hearken back to the opportunity that presented itself. And it was really sort of strange because they still had this core, and this core was still very much in their prime, you know, early 30s. You know, we're talking about Steph and Clay and Draymond. And for whatever reason, they got an opportunity to pick in the lottery, man, twice. And they whiffed both times. And I really think that when you talk about timelines, the opportunity to sort of, you know, pass this thing down, that was your chance. And now, you know, now it's tough. Now it gets really difficult. Now you're talking about trading one of those lottery picks and Jonathan Kuminga. But it's not impossible, man. Like, it's just, you know, the idea that you got to get into this rebuild for the next 10 years, or once the dynasty's over, well, then let's all just sort of like be like that of Utah, or be like that of Washington or Charlotte, and just be irrelevant and try and build through the draft. That's not the only course. Look at the Boston Celtics. Now, granted, you know, the Boston Celtics may have been in a little bit more of a better position, but that was a team after they lost their best player. And they reface that team. They get rid of Porzingis. They get rid of Horford. They get rid of everybody, and they're basically saying, okay, that window closed, and now we're going to get into a rebuild. They're the number 3 or 4 seed Four seed in the East?
And I wouldn't even say rebuild. I'd say retool, maybe? Because they still have guys. And who knows if Tatum can come back in April.
And so I guess my point is that, you know, and Phoenix was another team that we were like, my God, there is nowhere to go last year. You got these bloated salaries. You know, we got Bradley Beal. What a mistake that was. Oy vey, Kevin Durant, Booker, even DeAndre Ayton, who we got rid of the year before. All these huge names and contracts. We thought we were going to win titles, and we made that one run, and it's just a mess. This is going to be a five-year rebuild. Team's over 500, man. It's just a few pieces, and, you know, you make a trade here, and you sort of change the energy, and, you know, things... It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be, you know, not in our lifetime that we're going to see the Warriors playing good basketball again, should this iteration of the Golden State Warriors come to an end. But in the here and now, it's all about how is this going to end when it comes to Draymond and Steph and Jimmy Butler. The trade deadline, I think, is going to be very, very, if you were to ask me a couple of weeks ago, I would have told you, and this is when Spencer was doing his thing, that Pajemski could be on his way out, Jonathan Kuminga for sure, Moses Moody. Like, there was going to be a lot of players and a huge shakeup. And I don't know that that's necessarily the case unless, you know, I'm being sold a bill of goods by that Dunleavy and company that they're going to stay in-house.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't think Warrior fans would – maybe they will, but if they lost a guy like Brandon Pajemski or DeAnthony Melton or, you know, Moody, any of these guards we've been mentioning, you think they'd really like mourn their loss? You know, it'd be like, okay, good. Let's see what we got.
Yeah. You got to do something here. The one thing I will say about the Warriors though, is when you lose this is when you know it's over. When you become the Clippers, who are an old basketball team, but when you look at the team, it's still, I mean, they still got Kawhi. Kawhi's still balling to a certain degree. Harden's still Harden. I mean, they still got players on that roster. But you know what they don't have?
Wins.
They don't have any youth. And they have no energy. And so when you watch the Clippers play, it's the first thing that jumps out at you is like, God, this is so stale. Like, what's missing here? Well, I'll tell you what's missing is you don't have any young legs, man. That always if you have an older team, that's one thing. But there has to be the balance of these young players that you infuse in that older team. Like, that's almost a prerequisite. It's like, okay, you find yourself in this rock and a hard place. You're not going to move Draymond. Jimmy Butler is what it is. And, of course, Steph is going to stay here. You can get the most out of these guys. There's going to be, obviously, load management. We got to watch their minutes. There's going to be games that they don't play. Al Horford's not going back-to-back. That means that there's even more of a need of young players and young players with promise to bridge that gap. The Clippers don't have anything. The Warriors have something. They got a Will Richard. Pajemski's young. Moses Moody's young. But the question becomes, are they any good? Like, are they collectively just sort of meh? Or are we still hanging on to, no, they're going to take a step. No, they're still young. No, Pajemski's only 22, 23. You got to let this thing breathe. They're going to take that next step. Is that step ever going to come?
I mean, I think with a 13-man rotation, how will we ever know that? You know, I think Steiny was saying it's like hockey. You kind of wish it's like these guys are just getting put in and put out like a hockey line. Like, who's third line, you know, for the Warriors right now? You don't know. You don't know who the first line is because it's ever changing. And I think that's the issue right now.
All right, we're going to get into the San Francisco 49ers when we get to a break here. Because I want to go 49ers, unless, of course, somebody wants to chime in on the Warriors, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's huge contest. You want to talk a little bit more about Draymond, we'll do that. But the 49ers, here we're going full 49ers here for a little bit. And Jersey, I'll just to sort of tease this getting into the break, are you surprised, first of all, that this team is playing for an NFC championship? And are you buying? Are you buying this version of the 49ers? Or is this, as we have a tendency to do, not just here in San Francisco, but every 49er fan or every football fan that has ever lived, are we just overreacting and living in the moment of a very good victory over the Indianapolis Colts.
See, I'm buying it now, but I don't know if I'm going to buy it in week 18 when they have to actually, or even this Sunday, or yeah, Sunday, when they have to play the Bears, who are an actual good team. Because clearly, you know, they can beat the bad teams. And not saying the Colts are a bad team. They're kind of mid-level, especially at this point, going with 44-year-old Philip Rivers. But I just don't think they've been battle-tested enough. And that's not their fault. They've had a soft schedule, you know, this year. But I'm buying in now, but I don't think I will once they make the play, once they get into the playoffs.
Yeah, that Philip Rivers was hilarious. I shouldn't say it was hilarious because he was so damn good.
He'd done a lot better than I would have expected.
When you see that, you feel as though you're like, it was like you were living one of those 30 for 30 moments. Like I'm actually witnessing a documentary in real time.
I'm sure there'll be one.
Like, how is this happening?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, but also at the same time, you look at the other side and you're like, well, the Niners secondary must be really bad then if a 44-year-old guy is just throwing darts in the end zone.
Yeah, it's secondary, but it's that defensive line, man.
Like, yeah, I mean, the whole defense, right?
I don't mean to squash the Niners' Super Bowl hopes. And I hope I'm wrong, because I'm just saying this off the top of my head. I'll give you an opportunity to call in, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. When's the last time a team, I don't know, went to an NFC Championship, went to a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl, without somebody coming off the edge? Without at least having somebody who's a threat to sack a quarterback. You know, I looked this up. The worst defensive rated team to win a Super Bowl was that wild card Eli Manning-led New York Giant team the first time. But that was Strahan and those boys. When's the last time we had a team that does not have an edge rusher that is a threat in terms of being somebody that's going to get to the quarterback? Has there ever been a team that's won a Super Bowl without one of those? The answer to that, hopefully you guys will provide it here on 95.7 The Game. We're talking Niners, and we'll be back right after this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.